Hey everybody, it's Jason St. Clair in Distributed News Network. We're going to be talking about what is right and what is wrong, specifically for many of you who have a Western point of view, such as myself. So before I jump into that, I do have a sociology degree from the University of California, Davis. So I have that side of it. I also grew up in Lake Tahoe, California. More and more liberal views, but I can guarantee you I'm probably more towards the middle than anything. But anyways, so what is right and what is wrong? And I'm talking more about, you know, throughout the world. So ever since I've been trying to read news articles and share them with you guys all the time, once in a while, I try to get what, you know, one side of a view is. So I'll get something from the state-run media and I'll get something from a resident there, but that's an opinion of a resident in regards to a Western writer, you know, newspaper writer, asking them about how they feel about how and what their take is. Very rarely do you get a Western, reporter asking somebody who's in support or favor of like somebody like Iran or somebody who's in favor of like the North Korean regime or something like that. It's most likely somebody who is in opposition to that, right? Well, most and very oftentimes it's a matter of actually getting a hold of somebody to do that. Because if you're in support of the Ayatollah or Kim Jong-un, you're probably not going to be a dissident and like want to talk to a Western paper because you see us as infidel dogs or whatever. But you know, what is right and what is right? I think as humans, at least from me, I know probably the majority of you is like, what do you feel is like right and wrong? I think freedom of speech is absolutely critical, right? I know a lot of people may disagree with that, you know, freedom of speech to a certain extent. But I think if you have freedom of speech for everybody, absolutely stupid points of view, you know, they do come out, but I think they do get squashed by the more reasonable ones. I think as humans, we have an innate built-in self of, self-identify what is right, what is wrong, and like helping people out, you know, when you can and such. I know that when you live in like a large, you know, city or something like that, and you don't have control of a lot of things that, you know, or people that need help, that you kind of become immune or numb to it and you kind of train yourself against it. But you say you take yourself out of like a situation like that and you're in a small town such as myself and you're growing up. And my dad and he was actually really notorious for this. If he would see somebody who needed help, he'd help him out. And I mean, he would really help him. He'd try to give him a job, instead of just giving him money, because, you know, he was in charge of a couple, you know, different businesses, smaller brand businesses and such like that. Didn't ask about like their background. Maybe that was a good idea or a bad idea or whatever. Didn't ask about like their, you know, where they had been. But, you know, more often than not, they had families. You know, I know a couple of them were living in the car. My dad said, hey, you want to, you know, come and get a job, work on, you know, just help me prepare the roof. You go up there and help prepare the roof with my dad, or pave or driveway and help them out that way. I think that is all in most of us. That's like our innate thing that we want to help somebody out. And a lot of us have kind of been jaded to people who are like trying to twist and turn and take advantage of that. But deep down, I think everybody kind of wants to help somebody out. I think so. So when I see like a really big controlling government, I'm just throwing it out there. I know I put a lot of things out there, but when I see a big controlling government like North Korea or Iran and like shutting down opposition violently, I think that's just absolutely wrong. You know, people, we need to have that outlet to express ourselves. And I think as long as it's expressing ourselves in a peaceful manner where it's not, you know, hurting somebody else. But then if you think about it, like you're trying to conquer and overcome an oppressive regime, you're hurting somebody, right? You're hurting the people in power. And I know that everybody likes the Robin Hood thing, but there's people over there that who are innocent or are in power, right? They have families, and maybe, yeah, they were lucky that they were born into it. Say their kids but they're the ones in power. They're the ones that are that have it. And yeah, I guess the power does consume them, and they become twisted and everything. But it's just tough. And I just wanted to put that out there. You know, as you're listening to my podcast, I want to show a couple, you know, as many sides of the coin as possible. I know that there's only two sides officially on a coin, but you know what I'm talking about. Try to see each other's opposing view. Obviously, if you're a big destructive, psychopath, who's outright looking to just execute anybody who stands against you, that's what's wrong, right? That's just wrong. That's people ruling by fear, and I don't think that should be done. And I think things like that should just slowly go away, or if not quickly. Obviously, if they're quickly, it's more by force. But anyways, people should have the right to express themselves. People should be free. People should have the right to make a living on their own the way they want to. You know, have the ability to do that without being forced into anything. Anyways, just a quick take on it. Maybe it was a bunch of mumbling and rumbling on this podcast, but I just wanted to share that as I move forward with the podcast. Try to add more opinion in there, not just going off script like I have been. I appreciate everybody. Looking forward to 2021. I know 2020 for many of us sucked. For some of us, it was successful, but for the majority of us, it sucked. We're over it, right? For as many reasons as you could think. Stay positive. Keep your head up. Keep pushing forward. Let's get through this. I know the people that listen to this it's a small group. I guess comparatively, it's not really small, like 5 people, but I think I'm up to like 3,000 or 4,000 averaging podcasts. So I appreciate every one of you. I really do. I 100% do. And I hope you guys appreciate the work that I do, because that's why I do it. Even sometimes I stumble, sometimes I mumble. Sometimes it's like I need to put one out before midnight. I need to do this. I try to make something out of this. So we'll see what it goes in 2021. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Indiscriminate News Network. I have made a commitment to be more disciplined, to put out more content on the podcast. I know I've been I was pretty good at the later half, and I kind of sputtered out there. Got a little tired here and there, because I do have to earn money too, you know. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care. Best of luck, 2021. You shall hear from me within the next couple days, if not tomorrow. All right, bye.